Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Tackling communication breakdowns is the key to maintaining a customer for life. The biggest mistake that I see salespeople make is that they get defensive when a customer complains to them or comes to them with a problem. They try to justify their position. They stop listening to their customer, and they don't communicate internally with their team, hoping that maybe if they ignore the problem, it will go away. And let's face it, when's the last time that happened in your personal or your business life? So when things go wrong, and sometimes they do, we're not going to have perfect relationships 100% of the time. Here are some tips that you can use to help get that relationship back on track. One, over-communicate. What I mean by that is, once you've listened to the client, and I'll give you some tips for that in a minute, make sure you communicate with your sales management team, with your customer service team, with your product management team, or anyone else inside the company that has a stake in fixing this problem. Don't keep it to yourself and don't take it all on yourself. When you're talking to the customer, let them talk. If there was ever a time to bite your tongue and shut up, this was it. Sometimes clients need to vent, and they need to know more than ever right now that they can trust you to have their best interests and your interests in mind. If you interrupt, if you're seen to be not listening, the customer will become entrenched. And now, not only are they frustrated with the situation, they're frustrated with you personally. And that's a much harder problem to fix. After the customer has communicated all of their problems to you, pause for just 3 seconds. Make sure that they know that they can fill in that silence and that you're giving them time to finish. That's a wonderful thing to do because it creates a little bit of space between you and the problem. The first words out of your mouth need to be a thank you. Don't say I'm sorry right away. Say instead, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention, or I appreciate you being honest with me about the way you feel about that. That's a much more personal and a much more empathetic way to handle the problem. It will make the customer feel good about communicating. Frankly, you'd rather be in a situation where the customer was complaining to you and talking to you than you would be if the customer just shut up, internalized it, and went somewhere else. The more the customer is talking, the more chances you have to actually fix the problem. The next step, after you've thanked them for bringing it to your attention, tell them clearly that you want to see a resolution and ask for their opinions. Before you say what you're going to do, ask them, how would you like this resolved? Most sales reps are scared to do that because they think they're opening a can of worms that will encourage the customer to ask for the moon when they can't give it to them. Very rarely is that the case. Most customers are reasonable. And it always is surprising what a customer will ask for. Often it's way less than you thought you were going to have to give. Take their considerations to heart. Tell them that you're going to engage other people in the organization and come up with a plan to make this better. Tell them exactly when you will have some ideas for resolution and create an appointment right then and there. 9 o'clock next Tuesday, 5 o'clock next Wednesday, whatever it happens to be, set the date and time so the customer knows that you're moving towards a resolution. And then, of course, have something to present to that client exactly when you said you were going to. You need to repair trust right now. And trust is built through consistent behavior over time. And this is a time to take baby steps. On the exact date and time that you said you would have resolutions, call the customer, either with your leadership team or other people or without, and present them some options for moving forward. Notice that I said options, plural. Don't develop a take it or leave it strategy. Provide them with options. Provide them with a choice of how to resolve this, not whether they will resolve it or not. And once that call is finished, if the client's made a decision or if they need time to think about it, develop your next steps. If you have resolved the issue on the phone, summarize that in an email so that everything is written down to make sure that there's no confusion. And then after the problem has been resolved, make sure you follow up with a thank you note, and then follow up to make sure that the resolution is sticking. I know that seems like a lot of steps, yet if you follow them to the T, whenever there is a customer problem, you will resolve it with enhanced trust instead of eroding trust and rapport and potentially losing the client. Follow these steps, and not only will you resolve the conflict, but you will enhance your client relationship to be stronger than it was before the conflict. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.